It really is all in your head. There is a physiological basis for how we relate to each other, which Linda Hartstrom says is tied to the functions of three kinds of brain cells.
There are a number of neurons in the brain, one of them called a mirror neuron, another called a spindle cell, another called an oscillator. And they help individuals resonate with each other and understand each other. So when you are having some sort of interpersonal relationship with another person, these neurons are actually facilitating that interaction. They're like a Wi-Fi where you're able to understand and anticipate what another individual is going to be doing and develop some empathy for that person.
Hartstrom is a former criminal forensics expert, now working toward a doctorate in this new realm. Recent research into neuroplasticity, she says, has confirmed the human capacity to direct physical changes within the brain just through mental activity. She cites an experiment in which two groups of subjects were given a piano exercise to practice for 20 minutes every day. But while one group actively played the keyboard, the other only visualized doing so. After a week, the physically practicing group showed an increase in brain matter in the region associated with the piano-playing finger movements. And in the non-playing group?
What they discovered is that same region in the brain had denser neurons, just as if they had actually practiced it. So what they demonstrated was that your thoughts can actually change the structure of your brain.
This, Hartstrom says, holds enormous implications for anyone with aspirations toward self-improvement.
The science is catching up to what people have known for a very long time. And it is, in some respects, going to be much easier for people to accept and understand that it is really a function of the brain. You can bring about changes if you have a habit that is not serving you well. Neuroscience now demonstrates that there are things that you can do neurologically that will rewire your brain so that you become much more effective. The old saying that a leopard can't change its spots, that is not true, at least not based on the neuroscience of the brain.
Hartstrom will explain how to apply some of these principles in a workshop in Santa Rosa Friday morning titled The Neurobiology of Leadership.
Leadership development is really more of an evolution. And it's an evolution of your consciousness, your ability to see things from a larger perspective. And first of all, be as effective as you possibly can yourself through your own self-awareness. And then also being very effective, inspiring other people, helping them be as good as they can be.
The workshop at the University of San Francisco in downtown Santa Rosa is the first in a series of three, all presented by the Sonoma-based Women's Global Leadership Initiative. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.